this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
All right, do you hear that knocking?
Yeah, hear it? I hear it.
Gas prices knocking on $3.
Oh, so close.
I got a report here on the best and the worst days to get gas all across the country.
Mall, Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
Yeah, and running and running and running and running.
Does the base keep running?
I believe the base keeps running.
Okay, good.
From what I've heard, if anybody can catch up with it, please let me know.
Scott at K1053.com.
There's not many things I can catch up with right now. I'm very tired.
You didn't sleep so well, huh?
It's not that I didn't sleep. It's that I just got home so late. But this is one of those days where if you were to ask me, going to the grocery store, would you like to have a scooter?
Yes, please.
I would love a scooter.
Thank you.
I would love to be around in that scooter. So did Sally Selby. Sally Selby. She was in a Walmart in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Sally Selby.
Hey, Sally.
All right. She was in Walmart. She was doing some shopping. Got everything she needed.
As one does.
She was in one of those scooters.
Yeah.
45 years old, having a good time.
Okay.
Got done shopping.
Yeah.
Drove the scooter out of the store.
Okay.
Hopped on the highway. Started heading to Waffle House.
Wait, she kept the Walmart scooter.
Kept the Walmart scooter.
Okay.
Hopped on the highway. Started heading to Walmart.
Wait, but those scooters don't go fast
no,
at all.
No, they don't. Not
so
even a little bit.
She's just on the side?
She's in the slow lane.
Oh. I wonder if she just had her hand out. Go around.
Cross. She's got that little horn.
She's got her Walmart bags in the cart. They're just blowing in the wind.
Crossville, Tennessee Police Department responded to a report about 5 a.m. last Friday of a woman driving an electric scooter in the slow lane of the local highway. Selby, 45, immediately caught. I mean,
sure. I mean,
you can't.
She doesn't really have to pull over. The police can just walk next to her. Ma'am.
Can you stop, please? We can just turn it off. Well, Selby, I'm caught. She admitted it. She admitted to police. I took the cart from Walmart, and I'm heading over to the Waffle House for a cup of coffee. Walmart surveillance video also reportedly showed Selby using the cart to shop in the store in the wee hours of the morning before driving it out of the parking lot and off the premises.
Well, Waffle House does have good coffee.
Well, I'll leave it up to you, Jenny. I got another Walmart story here real quick, or I can start on the gas prices. Which one do you want?
Oh, we
got
to do the Walmart story.
Okay, so this is from KFOR, Oklahoma City.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
24-year-old Benjamin Love, going shopping in Walmart. Apparently, he didn't have any money. So he did what one does when you have no money and you're an idiot. You shoplift.
Oh, boy.
He tried to shoplift, however, a cantaloupe-sized camping propane tank.
Because that's on the need list.
Yeah. Oh.
Sure.
I can't tell you how many times. I don't know why they don't put that in the impulse items by the gum.
It should be.
Oh, the propane tank. Darn it, I forgot that.
Oh, that's what
I'm
it
going
is.
Going camping.
That and my gum.
Well, do you know how we tried to get it out of there?
No.
Shoved it down his pants. Surprise! Security cameras caught him.
Well, sure.
And he attempted to leave the store with it in his britches. Once that happens, it's on. Someone's giving you chase. You ever tried to run with a propane tank?
No, I can't say that I have.
In your pants?
No.
He didn't make it far. Of course, he also stole a knife and a pack of Hanes t-shirts.
Wow.
He was charged with larceny and released on bond.
I wonder what kind of pants he was wearing.
I don't know.
You know, I feel like if you did it in jeans, it wouldn't work.
Is that a propane tank in your pants? Nope. Gassy. So we are going to tell you the best and the worst day to get gas.
Which is a thing. This is a real thing, by the way. It's not just an opinion, right?
No, it's a real thing. It's from GasBuddy.com. And really, if you go by this system, you're only going to save maybe $20-$30 a year. But when
saving.
You look at that, you're saving $20-$30 a year. In some cases, that's an entire tank of gas.
Yeah.
If you own like a mini
a little BB car.
And that's if you actually push it to the gas station. Or just
yep.
Not even push it. Just put it in your pocket, walk to the gas station. Much like carrying a propane tank in your jeans.
Don't do that.
wonder if they have shoplifters at the Mini Cooper dealers.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the Kid 105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Ooh-wee! What's happening in Hollywood, Kid?
Justin Bieber is in rumor to be releasing new music just next week.
Wait a minute. I thought he was taking a break from the spotlight.
Yeah, we talked about this.
He was going to go off and he was going to hide in a corner and he and Sasquatch were going to be rarely photographed. There was only going to be blurry photos of him from time to time.
Eating a weird burrito.
Exactly.
You remember that?
I thought he was gone.
Well, everyone kind of did too. He made it very public that he has some real deep-rooted issues. He wanted to take care of his marriage. He wanted to prepare to be the father that he wants to be, but turns out he couldn't stay out of the studio. Word has it, according to TMZ, that he is on a collaborative track with rapper Lil Dicky.
Oh.
And he also is going to be working with, again, he wants to work with DJ Snake, Post Malone, David Guetta. The list goes on. And you know, I really do think he's got talent. I know that we dog on him a lot, but I really think he's got talent. So it'll be interesting to see what next week holds.
He's got the talent. He just needs the personality
to go with it.
He just needs to grow up.
Maybe a wrangler.
He's a man boy.
Maybe a better wrangler would be good. American Horror Story Season 9 trailer was released yesterday. Have you caught up on any of the seasons at all?
Jenny, I have so many things I need to catch up on.
Well, this is one of them. Season 8 probably was one of my favorite, but the Season 9, it's called American Horror Story 1984. So it's set in the 80s, and the trailer, we see a slasher. It's a complete 80s slasher film. I'm hoping that that whole season really follows with that. But the big news here is that Evan Peters is not returning to this season. This will be the first season that he has not returned to American Horror Story.
Is he the one that's been in the X-Men movies?
Yes, Evan, I believe so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian revealed yesterday her plans to take the bar exam
in
2022.
You're doing a Bieber story and a...
I am. Hey, I'm loading the deck today.
I'm sorry, I talked over you. What did you just say?
I'm doing Kim Kardashian and
Justin
Bieber.
What was the headline?
Kim Kardashian reveals plans that she's going to take the bar exam in 2022. The bar exam. Like to be an attorney.
Attorney Kim Kardashian.
Yes. She wants to take the law into her own hands. She revealed her legal aspirations. You know, her father was an attorney, but she's not attending law school. She does have a master plan, though, to study. She's begun a 4-year apprenticeship at a San Francisco-based law firm. I can't even get through this story.
I object. On what basis? I need to take a picture of myself.
I look super cute today.
Can I hold your gavel?
Turns out, Kim does not need to actually go to law school in order to become a licensed lawyer. She just has to pass the bar. Reports say she's studying now. I feel like this is a bad movie of like... What's the Elle Woods movie? Legally Blonde. That's what it is.
I love some of the quotes that she has when talking about... she says... they asked her, I had to think long and hard about doing this. According to Vogue, first year of law school, this is a quote.
Okay.
First year of law school, you have to cover 3 subjects, criminal law, torts, and contracts. To me, torts is the most confusing. Contracts, the most boring, and crime law, I can do in my sleep. Took my first test. I got a 100. Super easy for me.
Oh, Kim Kardashian. I don't get it. But she did help. She did play a huge role in getting the ex-con released early with lobbying to President Trump. So, I mean, there's that.
I object.
Kim Kardashian. That's today's beat.
All right, there you go, sucker. K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station. One of my favorite guests of all time is here with us live in studio. She's always so pleasant, loves to play games.
She does. We were just talking about her love for the games that we play here.
She absolutely loves it. It's the lovely Denise Owens. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Well, good until you said that.
Everything's going to be okay, I promise.
You got your Easter shirt on today.
I do. I'm feeling very festive. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do a little pastel thing this morning. Mm-hmm.
It's it looks good.
It is a good color.
Yeah.
You guys are a fine-looking duo today.
Well,
we try.
This is the type of color shirt you can only break out once about every 2 weeks.
Because it's too noticeable?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't anything that you could go, but did he wear that shirt last? No, he wore that shirt last week.
Purple kind of sticks with you.
It does.
But I do like it. It looks very nice.
It looks good on you.
Well, I wanted to wear it today because it's roughly the same color as Peanut.
Perfect. Yes, you are absolutely right.
And Peanut from Jeffafa Dunham, check him out, jeffafadunham.com, is going to be back at the Jackson County Fair this year.
Yes, he is. And we're very excited about that. On two levels. One, we're excited he's coming back. And two, I'm excited to finally have the entire lineup all done. And we are ready for August.
All right. So tell me the entire lineup for the 4 months away for the Jackson County Fair.
That's right. And to everybody out there who has called our office, we absolutely will have a fair this year. I know it's scary when you drive by and you see the ginormous mountains of dirt. But yes, we will. And it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. But the entire lineup starts Sunday night. We will not have a show in the grandstands. And you know, we always do a reduced gate on Sunday. Well, it's just because it worked out that way. And I think with production and that kind of thing for Meridian Entertainment, who does all that, we're going to give them a break this year and allow them to have a little extra time for setup. But we're gonna kick the week off with Jeff Dunham. That is on Monday night at 8 p.m. And that's the only show that we're doing at 8 p.m. because then on Tuesday night, we have Boys to Men, Color Me Bad, and All for One. And that will be a 7 o'clock show, obviously, because we have three entities that are going to be up on the stage. So we'll be spreading that out. And then on Wednesday night, we have our Foreigner Stick show, which has been phenomenal. Still have some tickets left. So, you know, don't get scared. But they are limited now. So this is, if we were going to have a show that I absolutely can say sells out, I have a feeling it'll be this one, so looking forward to that. But then, you know, we go dark in the grandstand on Thursday because of the 4-H auction, the animal auction. We bring a lot of people in the grounds for that, so we kind of give a break in regards to just the amount of folks that are on the grounds. So then on, what day are we on? Friday.
Yes.
Going to be Twisted Pea Rodeo. You know, they do such a great job, and that they're a nationally known rodeo, and we've had them. This will be their third year, which is about the run for us. You know, we like to kind of dress it up, but they're such great people to work with. We're gonna do it again on Friday night, and that's a 7 o'clock show, and then we round the week out always with our demolition derby enduro racing. I like to get that in, and that's always a great week. To close the week out. But you know, this is going to be a different year, and we tell people as we creep into summer, definitely keep posted on our Facebook and our website, because there's some changes this year. They're going to be good changes. They're going to be great changes, but definitely changes. The biggest thing that people are most concerned about is parking. We've got that all figured out, folks, and we'll certainly give you that heads up and give you the location and all that kind of good stuff, so not to worry. And it is going to be slightly off grounds, off North Street, some property that the county owns. But we have six shuttles I've got on the grounds this year, and we will have a constant shuttle running from the parking lot back to the grounds, and they will run until the fair closes, which is something different also. So people don't need to worry about getting out of the show and having to get to the parking lot, you know, that it's just a quick walk down North Street. But we'll have shuttles, and it's going to be fabulous. Our food vendors, they're going to be all in one location. Now, how simple is that?
I love that.
Yeah, that's a little nerve wracking for those guys. But most of my vendors that have come in with their contracts, they're excited, they're nervous, and I tell all of them, you have no reason to be nervous. Our food vendors have been there, a lot of them, for 30 to 50 years. They're already established. People are going to look for them, which means they're going to walk around the food court square and they're going to see everybody. And so it's going to be good. And then this year, instead of having just one free show, which you know is back by the birthing barn, I am really upping the game, thanks to the Jackson Animal Shelter, actually, because they're bringing in a canine flight. Canines in Flight. That's going to be a free act. And then I have a new FreeX stage that we'll be putting talent on. So that's, you know, exciting. So we have three FreeX on the grounds all week, 2 to 3 shows a day. So holy smokes, there's absolutely no reason anybody would not want to come down this year.
Jackson County Fair and Flower Festival. It's going to be happening the same weekend all the time. And I highly recommend, with Jeff Dunham just being announced, tickets officially go on sale on Saturday. But you might want to check out the Jackson County Fair Facebook page. More with Denise coming up next. Ocean Park standoff, if you were mine. K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station. Scott, Jenny here with you. And it's that time right now. 7684 hit, 768-34s, followed by an 8. Let's play over-under with Denise Owens. I'm going to give her a break on Family Feud today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Jeff Dunham tickets go on sale for the Jackson County Fair. The Monday of the Jackson County Fair is when Jeff Dunham will be here. And you can call 788-4405 for tickets beginning Saturday morning. Or you can call ETIX as well, or go to ETIX.com. I'm trying to find the phone number there, and I can't find the phone number for ETIX. So just go to ETIX.com. You got a phone. Chances are it's a smartphone.
Yeah, or call the office. I can give you that 800 number, too.
There you are. Here we go. I'm going to ask you three questions. All the answers are numbers, and what our caller's going to have to do is figure out whether or not the actual answer is over or under your answer. Up for grabs, 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart, and we're also going to throw in a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. So here is your first question. We do need that contestant once again at 768-4-HITS. In 1909, Harry Hillman and Lawson Robertson set a world record for running the 100-yard three-legged race. How long did it take them?
Two and a half minutes.
We lock it in. Hey, good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Hi, it's Lily Foster.
Lily? Is it Lily, did you say? All right, Lily, yep. Hang on the line for me. Don't go anywhere. Question number two, how many states border Tennessee?
5.
We lock it in. And in what year was the Gateway Arch in St. Louis completed?
1924.
We lock it in. All right, Lily, here we go. In 1909, Harry Hillman and Lawson Robertson set a world record for running the 100-yard three-legged race. How long did it take them?
Denise said 2.5 minutes.
Is the actual answer over or under 2.5 minutes?
Under.
Yes. 11 seconds, actually. Which
in
is pretty,
11 wow. seconds?
That's impressive.
Wow.
I couldn't run 100 yards in 11 seconds.
Nope.
Question number two, how many states border Tennessee?
Denise said 5.
Is the actual answer over or under 5? Lily?
Over, under?
Under? No, you should have gone with that first one.
Oh, man.
8 states. 8 states. So you got to get this last one right, Lily. Don't know how you're going to do it. In what year was the Gateway Arch in St. Louis completed?
Denise said 1924.
Is the actual answer over or under? Or actually, excuse me, is it over? Or under 1924. I screwed that up.
Over.
Over, yes. Over is
there
correct.
It is,
there
really?
It is, yes. 1966, the Gateway Arch was completed, so.
You know, I knew that. I wanted the, you know, the caller.
To figure it out.
Yeah. Sure.
So nice of you.
It's the kind of lady you are, Denise.
Hey, don't forget, call Denise. Tickets are on sale this Saturday.
Yeah.
For Jeff Dunham, the Monday of the Jackson County Fair, 788-4405 or etix.com. Or you can check out the Facebook page for the Jackson County Fair.
Yeah, if you want to go to our Facebook page today.
Yeah.
And just see what else is on there.
See if there might be a link.
Yeah, who knows?
Something.
Yeah,
that
maybe
you could
for
buy.
One day.
Maybe.
Check that out.
Go to the Jackson County Fair and buy your Jeff Dunham tickets right now.
To the Facebook.
Facebook page. The Facebook page. There we go. Lily, congratulations to you. You've won 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart or sodas or hot chocolates, whatever you want to get. Plus a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. Lily, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Best time and the worst time to get gas.
Yeah, and that's a real thing, isn't it?
From the study that I've read, it's from GasBuddy.com, and they take a look at these things. This was actually published in the USA Today earlier on Monday. But speaking of Monday, in the state of Michigan, and it varies by state,
mm-hmm.
which day of the week it is that is best to buy gas. But in the state of Michigan, it turns out the best day is Monday.
Interesting.
And that has to do with getting off the weekend and the travel time. Now, what would you think the worst day in Michigan is to buy gas?
Probably a Friday.
No, it's actually Thursday.
Really?
Again, this is according to GasBuddy.com. Now, if you fill up on a Monday and you don't on a Thursday, over the course of time, you're only going to save, over the course of the year, $30. But if you're frugal, that's $30. That's another tank of gas.
Well, yeah, if you're on the Dave Ramsey program, sure. Envelope system.
Oh, do you do the envelope system?
Oh, I want to so bad.
You just don't have enough envelopes?
Yep, that's my problem.
I hate licking envelopes.
But it does. It does add up when you think about it. Over the course of a year, well, I mean, we do that with coupons. We save, you know, we cut our coupons.
Are you a coupon cutter?
No.
So when you
one say, would think.
I would. There's right? so many things about you that I have these preconceived notions about.
You do. Like my house is clean. That almost never happens.
The reason that this has become relevant is gas prices just shot up like 25 cents a gallon.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a surprise.
So $2.99 this morning. And what day is it?
Oh, today's Thursday.
Exactly.
Whoa, maybe they're onto something.
The worst day of the week to buy gas, according to GasBuddy.com, is Thursday, and the best day is Monday. Problem is, I got less than a quarter of a tank.
Okay, yeah.
So I guess what I'm asking is, can I get a ride later? Is hashtag pet day.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the puppies.
Are you going to take a picture of Bella?
Is it? Yeah, Bella. I mean, I've got my whole camera roll is like 40% my dog.
And that's the same thing with my beautiful bride, Wendy.
Well, that's why Wendy and I get along so well.
And you do. And it's scary. I don't like it when you two get together alone.
Oh, we're going to go to a big book shopping event. Did you see that on Facebook?
No, but this is my surprise voice. She's going to some type of book event.
It's like a book fair.
Oh, wow.
Don't you remember those in school? Oh, how cool those were?
Oh, it smelled good.
It smelled good. It had really cool bookmarks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was my favorite part of the book fair. Yeah. Yeah, that's sad.
But it's hashtag pet day. So as you're scrolling through your social media, you're going to see a slew of pets. And if you were to look at my wife's camera roll, you say, what, 40% pets?
Yeah, maybe 40%.
And I don't think this, 75% of the pictures that she has on her camera roll are dogs. Our dogs.
I was just going to say, your dogs or dogs in general?
No, just, it's our dogs and, okay, what would you call them? Not my grand dogs? Her grand dogs?
Yes, you've got grand dogs.
Yeah, her daughter has two dogs.
Uh-huh, so those are your grand dogs.
And they are the ugliest dogs you'll ever see in your life.
No, you don't say
oh,
that to their...
Oh, they're hideous.
No, don't tell them
oh,
that.
Oh, they're just plain ugly.
They'll get a complex.
Well, they should.
No.
Yes.
You say you're so cute.
No, actually, they're pretty good-looking dogs. One of them's a big old Rottweiler with a head the size of a Mini
spaceship.
Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah, and you don't say anything bad about him.
Well, no.
He's a big sweetie. But I'm certain that there will be pictures all day long of pets on everybody's social media. And 36% of Americans have a dog.
Wow, I would think that would be higher.
You know, 30% have cats, too.
Oh.
And then there's the other ones, the weird pets, like the parrot guy, the snake guy, the gecko, the lizard.
Yeah, that's just mice.
Spiders.
Right. Ew, right. Why would you have a pet spider? That's just, oh, there's so many things wrong with that. Oh, I can't even think about that.
I think it's time for an intervention with those people. Cats and
it.
Dogs, they come when
yes,
you call them.
Of course.
A snake just sits there and basks in the sun and dreams about eating you. All right, here we go. Let's give you another chance to win this morning. Let's play The Right Answer. Each and every morning, I ask Jenny a question. She gives her answer, which, of course, is...
The Right Answer.
All right, this morning, I asked Jenny, name an object found in a courtroom. Name an object found in a courtroom. What was Jenny's answer? If you can answer that, you'll get 4 6-inch subs to Subway. And, of course... a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt, creating better smiles at Summit Orthodontics, their new location just about ready.
It's beautiful.
Right across from Lumen Christie on Spring Arbor Road. It's going to be gorgeous once you get in there. What is something found in a courtroom? Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. What's your guess?
A gavel.
Right there, whoa! A gavel right off the bat.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Why is it you thought of a gavel right out of the bat? Is it because you're out of order a lot?
Yes, all the time. And that's my lifelong dream. You're out of order.
And you're out of order.
No, you're out of order.
You do kind of want to go up.
Right? Right? I feel like you have to just hit that home.
My suggestion is if you're ever in front of Judge John McBain, don't ask to play with his gavel.
No.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Nope. It's a hard pass.
What's your name, my friend?
Surprise.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. You have won 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. What are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
Ooh, a club.
Mm. Oh.
That's got bacon on it.
It does have bacon.
I'll have that. Mm. Floppy bacon, right, though?
Right.
Ah, see, no. He likes floppy bacon.
No.
It's a man after my own heart. What station just made you a winner?
105.3.
Woohoo! Hashtag pet day. Hashtag pet day. So as you're surfing through your social media, you'll see an awful lot of pet pictures.
Are you going to post any?
No.
Not even of Cletus?
No.
No?
No. He's my dog. I got a beagle. Take a picture of a beagle. That's what I got.
Yeah, but they're so cute. You've got some of the cutest dogs.
And then there's Harley. She's a beagle rot mix. And
right.
Yeah. If you take a picture of one of those. And
you're good with that.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
I'm posting a picture of my dog.
Just
she's
check
so
out my
cute.
Wife's Facebook page. Be a whole wall dedicated to him.
She has more pictures of her dog than of you two together.
True story.
Do you think
story.
So? Yeah.
There's some weird pets out there.
Sure.
Some strange pets. Let's go down to Indy Atlantic, Florida. All right. It's just about 75 miles southeast of Orlando. Mm-hmm. Gentleman by the name of Thomas Devaney Lane. And when you give the middle name, you know he's a little off. Thomas Devaney Lane. 61 years old. Apparently felt that he needed some attention. So he went up and he banged on the window of the police department.
Oh.
Screaming obscenities.
Uh-huh.
Police obviously took notice.
Sure, as they do.
Lane left. They found him later at a 7-Eleven, screaming obscenities at people as they walked out the door. He was calling himself a saint.
Oh.
And they'd be sorry if they messed with saint. Now, there was some saltier language in there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say any of that here.
Right, no, more colorful
he said,
language.
If you mess, mm-hmm. same as, if you mess with the saint, you'll be sorry because you will have to deal with my army.
He has an army?
Yes.
Oh, a following.
No, he has an army.
Okay, an army.
An army of turtles. Police said Lane refused to exit his vehicle, was taken by force during that ordeal. He continued to shout obscenities and warn of an impending attack by his army of turtles.
Where were his army?
Apparently, they were a little slow getting there.
Were they snapping turtles?
But that's the thing. If a turtle is coming at you, you've got time to prepare.
You do.
You can eat a snack.
You can go make one, then come back and just watch it.
You can bake the bread.
Yep.
And cure the baloney.
Yeah, you sure can.
Hey, was that army of turtles close? About 10 feet away. Another 15 minutes or so.
Hey, guys, do you want some lettuce? I'm just going to make a sandwich.
Jenny, that's going to do it for me. I think the turtles are about an hour away.
Yeah, you got to go.
Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that,
don't get caught.